Lord have mercy, Jesus. Say it ain't so. You got the girl twerking with, oh my God, with she got the pussy out. She ain't even have just the like the ass out and shit. She had the pussy out. Like, damn, dude. Like on the live though. This the live. So anybody could join the live. It was almost 800 people in there. Like, damn. And the crazy part, if you watch the video and like, if you like time it, when the camera went to the kids and shit and then went back, you heard the dude that was at the top that was sharing the live, you heard him like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, like, nigga, you think he laughing at her twerking? No, nigga, he laughing at the fact that you got two kids. You got two kids and a grandmother or a mother supporting this shit. Like, damn, like this is the mother, like, the mother was cool with this? Like, I mean, the one in the red, that looked like a little boy. So, like, come on. I mean, you could see, like, he was focused. Like, he was looking like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a pussy. Like, you know, you could see that he was looking, like, right at that shit. Like, damn, big ass booty and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm talking about he was stuck. Like, he wasn't, like, looking around, like, focused on the guy recording or whoever was recording. He was focused right on her shit. And that's crazy. Like, now you can't tell me, like, that's just like a little kid growing up seeing, like, a bunch of shootings and shit at that age. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's going to, like, when he come up, like, that's going to be what he used to, like, you know what I'm saying? Anything other than normal or that is going to be, like, this nigga right, you can expect this dude right here to probably have, like, 10 or 12 kids or something. Or the shit could damage him in a different way. I doubt it, but it could damage him in the other way, like how I be damaging kids and shit, like on little TV shows and shit, like SVU and, you know what I'm saying, and Criminal Minds, and, you know, motherfuckers be like, he ended up being a psychopath, like, because of, he's seen so much booty in his life that, you know what I mean? Like you don't know how this could, everybody shit hit different, like, you know what I'm saying, react different. And, like, for you to, like, and my whole, I'm like, how much money are you making? Like, I mean, so, you heard the dude saying, like, man, like, damn, my life about to get shut down like shit. So, like, how much money? Look at the nigga, bruh. The nigga had on shades in the house. Like, you already know cuz probably had, like you, he looked at least, he don't look like no sweet nigga that would have sent a bitch like, all right, shit, hey, you twerk on my live, I'ma send you 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Boosie, he said, put your pussy lips on the camera and I'll give you $1,000. Like, even that, was that worth, even what happened, even with that scene that you put in that little boy mind, is that even worth $1,000? And do you think that dude had $1,000 to give her? If Boosie giving out $1,000? Hell no. Maybe like $25 or something. And for real, the way he was talking, this shit might have been free. He said, man, my IG live about to go. He was like, man, my IG live about to get shut down again. You can say that's what he was saying before. Why was before they when they first was when the camera was coming around before it got to the kids. That's what he was saying. Like, so this shit. So that was the dude's live. So I highly doubt that he was like, all right, boo, I'm about to pay you. to get on IG Live and twerk on my live. Like, I highly doubt that, bro. That looked like some shit that her sick ass did on her own. Like, she had a fucking, like, a damn firecracker, almost lit the bed on fire, almost burnt her fucking ass. Like, all of this shit for some free, like, what's gonna happen for this? Like, you think, is there anything possible that could happen? Like, oh shit, damn, now she hosting clubs. Like, what? Like, and then you, come on, y'all, like, I know that they don't have one room. So you mean to tell me the mother and them ain't in there doing no, they not even in there doing no justice to this girl. So why did you have to have the both of the kids? Even though we know one of the kids was an infant, but you, like, I mean, just the look, like, it's like, damn, some shit people just don't even think through, man. I know. And this is a mother, regardless of what, ain't by no way, shape, or form should her mother have accepted this. Like, her mother should have, even if they fought to the death, like, or whatever, the end, the final ruling would have should have been, okay, we not doing it with them kids in there. You know what I'm saying? So for that shit to end like that, then you know damn well she was with that shit, bro. She was with that shit. And like, bro, how much bread are you getting on a nigga's life, bro? So it's like, all right, shit, I'm out of cash at me. Like, what? Nigga, you can't throw no damn ones through the internet. So how much really was you making off this shit? For you to have your whole pussy out in front of your kid, like in that kind of manner. I could see, like, you know, you coming out the bathroom or some shit like that, or getting out the tub and shit like that. But like, you real live, like, spreading your pussy and shit with fire, and look at the boy, like, the boy staring right at that shit. Like, it'll be, and it's even crazier if she would do that, like, say, for instance, like, the little boy wasn't hers. That's worse, bro. That's worse, man. Like, that's crazy. That's so sad, bro. And it's like, ain't no way in hell that it's one person, like, thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this generation, I'm telling you, man. This generation, man, they need to, like, this young, they need to, like, restart this young, man. Like all the motherfuckers that's like 17 and under, like, or 16 and under, man, like, reset it and take their ass back, man, because, like, this shit is crazy. I'm talking about, you got kids beating the shit out of kids. Boys, little boys beating the shit out of little boys. You got motherfuckers swinging on the teachers, punching teachers dead in their fucking face. Then you got teachers getting scared, popping off on students and shit. Like what? You got teachers beating the shit out of other teachers. I mean, teachers beating the shit out of students. Like, this shit crazy, mo. Like, this might be the crazy, like, this generation, man. Like, it's sad because it's all of them. It's everybody, man. Like, it's when I knew shit was over with, man. This was the day that did it for me with this generation. When I said they do not care. Like, when they did the little joke, when they remember we was like when Donald Trump had said the shit to the Iraqis or whatever, and then they killed them and shit. They did the little surprise and they killed the guy and shit, and everybody was all scared, like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? People gonna die. And like, there was a video that was going on Twitter of this dude. He was like an ex-Marine or something. I guess he got his legs or something blowed off overseas. I think he got everything blown. I don't think he had no legs or no arms. And they showed him like hobbling around, I guess like with the little prosthetic arms or whatever. And like, I was like, and the caption said, me after I get back from, or me after Iran retaliates or some shit. I'm like, young, are you serious? This man is like, this man lost all this shit for the country, man. And y'all put this man in a meme, like, playing about getting your shit blown off? Like, damn. Like, it's just like, they do not care, man. They do this, they will, man. So like I said, it's over with, man. It's over with. Like it's a pure, just the same kind of parent that allows some shit like that, man, is like the same kind of parent I was telling you about with that lady. Like she too, she probably 40s and her 50s type shit. She's still trying to be a little young broad. Ain't even trying to coach or teach her daughter, like, hey, look, man, you crazy as fuck. You need to calm down, chill out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't gonna, you gonna overextend you. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like feeling like you could say fuck everybody at any given time. Like, you can't do that because you're gonna be doing a lot of ass kissing, or you're gonna have to deal with a lot of like sucking it in. Like, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you cross somebody or something, because you are. Man, fuck whoever type you up. If you one of them type people, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that. Like, a lot of people, like, they glorify, like, the moment that they can be like, man, fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like real, real fast. Like, a lot of people glorify that. And that's not good. And like I said, that shit just started because, like, when I had my little falling out, you know what I'm saying, with a few people and shit, like, with the music shit, like, that's what, like, that to me, that's what drew me away from that shit, because that's why I backed up, because I was like, damn, it's like, niggas be, it's so much easier, I guess, to be like, man, fuck that nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, like, trying to understand, like, you know, what you did wrong, like, and that's, like I said, even with the people that's older, they even act like the young people, you know what I'm saying, like, you could be talking to a motherfucker that's 21 or a motherfucker that's 41, and it almost sound like the same person. And that's a problem, bro. That's a problem. Like, 41 and a 21-year-old. That's a problem, bro. Real life. Because, and the 41-year-olds, like I said, even with this, you know, back to the corona shit. Like, the older people is the people that you having a problem with. It's not necessarily the young. The young motherfuckers, they just try to do them. They just try to chill and shit, nigga, I ain't gotta work, or I gotta work, so when I get off, I'm trying to party or chill or have fun. And you know, they not doing that intentionally. They looking at it like, man, look, man, nigga, I know my people, we clean. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't got that shit. We good. Not knowing all of the risks that they taking. But the young people, they not really like straight disobeying. They just being young. But you 45 plus motherfuckers, what the hell is y'all excuse, man? You know what I'm saying? Because they all, everybody got that fuck you mind frame. You know what I'm saying? And I guess if you think about it, the motherfuckers that's like 40-something now, 10, you know, say 10 years ago, 10, 12 years from now, they, you know, I mean, back, they was, you know, they was like in their early 30s. So it's like now they grew into the age where they like, shit, like, I'm old, I'm doing what the fuck I want. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. Like it's like, and that's the people, those are the people that's raising, you know, those are people that's raising kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the kids, like, a lot of parents is like between that 40 to 45 of these millennials. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, 10 years ago, shit was 10, 12, 13 years ago, shit was a lot different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like the beginning of niggas just doing what the fuck, doing whatever they wanted to do, whether it was dumb or not. That shit had just started. So now, like I said, they done grew all the way up. And these are the parents now. And now these are the parents of like remember, motherfuckers like I say like motherfuckers that's in their 60s and shit now. Now them niggas was basically the last generation that was like beating niggas ass. You know what I'm saying? Like you might have got your ass whooped now, but it was probably like more physical shit as in like her like punches or you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about people that's like 60 and shit. That's the last generation where niggas was like whooping their kids ass with belts and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, you probably still some people that do that and shit now. But like the like, you know, remember and like, okay, like I said, just take it back 13, 14 years ago. That's when they had just started that shit where it was like, well, no, I'll take it back a little further than that. Maybe like 15, 16 years ago. That's when they kind of like started like the like don't hit him, like, you know what I'm saying, and she's a child, you should, like that's when that generation like first started. Think about it, like 16 years ago, some of these motherfuckers that's running around here now weren't even born, you see what I'm saying? So it's even further back. It's like even so the ones that's like in their 20s, we would go back almost 20 years, you see what I'm saying? So 20 years from now, what we talking about? 1999. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, in 1999, that's when, like, shit, it was real, like, to the point where it's like, shit, nigga, like, like, you gotta be careful. Don't be beating your kids. We call the child support, and then take them away. You know what I'm saying? That's when all that shit started. That's why I said, the motherfuckers that's like in their 60s now, those was the last generation of people that was beating the shit out their kids. You see what I'm saying? So like everything newer is newer. You know, like me, like my age, I would probably have, if I had a kid, he would probably be like around maybe 14 or 15. Like if I had him like at 20 or something, like, you know, or like 18 or, you know, if I had a young kid, he would probably be like around that age now. You know what I'm saying? So like, and like I said, like, so like my shit gonna be straight because I was the one of the niggas that got my ass whooped. But motherfuckers that's like 40 something now, nigga, they wasn't getting their ass whooped. I mean, they, you know what I'm saying? They came up in that era where you weren't supposed to be hitting your kids and shit. They was one of those kids that was like, don't hit me, stop hitting me. This is not right. So now all of them kids, they raising their kids delicate as shit, like, buying them everything they want, regardless of what the fuck happened. They go to school, beat a motherfucker ass. You, the motherfucking father, you know what I'm saying? Like, the mother just, you know what I'm saying, ain't worried about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's fucking everything up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no, like, them niggas ain't got no, like, motherfuckers that's like approaching 20 now, nigga, they have no restraints because they grew up in an era where the beating the shit out your kids was leaving. You know what I'm saying? Their parents that's 40 something now was 20 back then when they was babies. You see what I'm saying? So, and that when they was 20, they was the same kids, or, you know, a little younger, maybe 18, 17, shit like that. They was fighting they kids, like, you know what I'm saying? They was fighting, like, oh, man, like stop hitting us, stop it, don't, like, if with us, like, I had an old mother, like, my mother's, like, in her 60s, so I got my ass whooped. I had an older mother, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, my mother's in her 60s, that's why I said niggas in their 60s. I ain't just saying that because of my mom, I'm just saying that's how it goes to every 20 years, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I got my ass beat the fuck up. Belts, punches, switches, all that shit. Them niggas that's 20 now, they don't know shit about switches. I don't know. I got to talk to them. Like, they don't know about no fucking switches. It's even like, nigga, go to your room, Johnny. Like, that's all it is. Like, it ain't like niggas ain't getting, come on, bro. Like, these niggas, think about it. Like, some of the shit that we be seeing, remember, it used to just be white kids that was like, fuck you, mommy, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Yelling at their mother, bitch, don't come in here. And Bobby that new iPhone, too. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we would have found, like me, I would have found my motherfucking head in between a dryer. You see what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, that's what like all of these motherfuckers, they don't know nothing about no discipline. They grew up in a delicate generation, and that shit just passed down. You see what I'm saying? It's like just imagine when these kids have kids. The only thing that I can say that we can look at that may be good is like these younger kids now, they smarter, as in like, how can I say, like, they smarter as in more intelligent with shit. Like, motherfuckers will be real live having their little shit going on, but still be trying to be Megan Thee Stallion on the weekends and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I can say, and I attest to that, like, just like I was saying with the girl, the girl that came in the store, I was telling you, and she wanna use our hand sanitizer. She got a little teeny girl. You ain't even got no hand sanitizer. You out here trying to eat and shit. You sort of be protecting that baby. You know why? Cause she ain't got no small intelligence. You see what I'm saying? Her mind just, bitch probably ain't even watching the news. Don't even know what the hell going on for real. Just know, all you know is they kept saying all the hand sanitizer is sold out. So if you see some hand sanitizer, use some. Motherfuckers grabbing on using this hand sanitizer shit like it's crack. Motherfuckers see you whip out a hand sanitizer anywhere. They like, hey, can I get a squirt? Nigga, no. Nigga, you want to think about that shit? Why you don't have one? If you didn't have one because you weren't able to buy one, so what? It's over with. You know what I'm saying? You'll be all right. You've been all right this whole fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really be having no mind, man. People don't be having no mind, bro. And like I said, that shit all like I said, the last of the motherfuckers that was really getting their ass whooped for real, as in like a generation, them niggas is like approaching 35. You know what I'm saying? So it's all on them to like, and like I said, this generation is like I said, niggas adjust. Like niggas that's like niggas that's like 30, 31, them niggas act like they like 19, 20. You know what I'm saying? It's sad as shit, cause it's like you could tell that they all just trying to fit in. Even the parents and all that shit, they want to fit in with their kid. They want to look so like nobody want to really be the parent no more. It's more so like, shit, nigga, this my baby. Fuck that, whether he right or wrong, you know. And it should be like that, but to a certain extent, like, because some of y'all be having like failing kids, but like in your mind, you put into his head or her head that she's so successful in her own, because you want to try to like protect the fact that you failed. You know what I'm saying? So you keep bigging up. You're doing great. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. Nah. Like, keep it 100, and maybe a person can really learn. Especially if you know the person is tough. Like, I know a couple tough ass people that could be told the raw deal, but they never got it, and they stayed how they was. But I know if they parent would have stepped up and talked that real shit to them, they mother or they father or they uncle, their cousin, you know, like nieces, nephew, like, you know what I'm saying? Anybody in the family could step up and talk that real talk to them, then they would have been a better person. You know what I'm saying? But hey, like I said, you always blessed, because you could be dead. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, like, as a whole, man, like, I'm here to tell you, man, this generation is done. I guess I probably won't be around for the next one. Lord forbid, hopefully I am, but I'll be too old by then. You know what I'm saying? But like, this shit over. They need to restart this motherfucker, man, because this shit gone. Like, I don't know if y'all seen the video of the kids. It was like four or five kids going back and forth with each other, and the shit the girl was saying was crazy. She was saying shit like he said something bitch to her, and she was like, bitch, what the fuck? I ain't never been a bitch, nigga. Fuck you mean, bitch? Now, these kids was probably like five and under. I lie to you not. About five and under. And the parents was just, I don't know where the fuck they was at. But whoever they was at, it was a big ass room. You could tell the room was big as shit. Cause it was like, you seen like three adults in the jail. And you could hear some of them like, like in amusement, like, this shit ain't funny. This shit is not funny. Shawty said, I ain't never been a bitch, bitch. Now, where the hell did she hear that at? And y'all gonna let them say that and then think when they leave the house, they gonna go off your word of, you better not say that nowhere else. What? having a big ass bloody piece of steak and then like leaving that shit in the house with a damn wild tiger or something, and then being like, hey, look, I said don't touch it, all right, be a good boy, I'll be back in a minute. Nigga, he gonna tear that shit as soon as you know what I'm saying. Like, cuz, them little kids cussing first chance they get out that motherfucking house. The bus stop, all that shit. This shit sad, bro. There's nothing we can do about this shit. It's nothing. It's too late. It is, like, too late. There's no way that you can get, like, the kids to turn it around. Like, for one, like I said, they way too intelligent even coming out of the womb. You know what I'm saying? Like, they way, like, you know, they 2-3 years old already understanding little shit. And you know what I'm saying? It's like they really like baby geniuses. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. We got a long road, man. Y'all stay safe, though, man.